What it do, sis?
Hey, we made it.
Child, it was a struggle.
We made it. Look at us. Pew, 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 pew.
Made it to the end. I can't believe it. I can't believe you made it.
We made it. We officially have made it to the last episode of the season. Like, woo. But God.
If they only knew. Yeah, with these schedules we had for a minute there.
Listen, it's not even about the scheduling. It's just life has been lifing, like, individually for us. And people really don't understand what it takes to be a podcaster. And people really don't understand the, like, it's love that continues to bring us here and to record these episodes. It's you know, the desire we have to see people changed and healed, and, you know, just with our content and life experiences, it's really an act of love every week to put out these episodes, audio and visual, because life is life and it's dragging us to hell.
Girl, with gasoline draws on.
About to blow fast, up. Quick, fast, like, ooh, literally before this episode, I'm going through stuff. Like, okay, you gotta press play, like, baby.
Like, come on, God, come on now.
Come on, reward my obedience, Jesus, because this right here. But anyway, let's get into the final topic of the season.
All right, so. Looking back on this season, what has been the most rewarding part of this journey for each of you?
I want to say the most rewarding part of this journey has been seeing my growth, learning stuff about me that I like and I don't like, right? And getting to really see this come to fruition and doing it with you. Like, that's been the most rewarding part, because when you're given a thing, it's one thing to have an idea, it's one thing to be given something, but to actually see it come to life and to see the effect that it has on people and all the things, that's an amazing feeling. I know you probably can attest to that with the BTS event. Like, you know, it's very rewarding to see the hard work. You know, when I listen to the episode's audio, I'm like, oh, where that was a good one. I like that. Yeah, even though I don't remember nothing that we talk about. But I just be like, this is good. Like, this is really, really good. Like, this is not fluff. This is good. And that's rewarding to me, because I feel like we have put out something that people can eat from, people can glean from, people can really use and take with them as they grow.
But see, for me, when you asked me to be a part of your vision, I ain't think about nothing. I just said, okay, sis want me to do it. I'm going to jump on in here. I'm going to do this thing. I didn't think about, girl, you got your own podcast over here that you got all these episodes set up. And I didn't know, once I got into the flow of it, I saw, how am I don't know how we made it here. Because I literally, y'all, was doing my podcast and over here recording with her too. Not only that, recording Twisted Tuesdays on top of that, recording regular episodes, recording Motivational Mondays. I don't know.
Planning an event. Planning an event. Got a whole new one.
I don't know how we got here, y'all. Like, literally. It was God. Okay, because when she asked me, it was an automatic yes. Sure, I'm going to do it. I didn't think about how I was going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But the rewarding part to me is the fact that we made it work even through the hard times, even through the tough times in our own personal lives. You know, we still said, you know, we got to put these episodes out. Because for a minute there, you know, our schedules was off for a minute. Not only that, we were lifing. So it was like, well, we'll get it done. We'll get it done. So next thing we know, we just one day we just record. And we just got through it. So just being able to see people resonate with what we're saying and being able to relate to what we're saying. And I didn't expect, you know, the turnout that we did have. But people really vibing with it. You know, it's real life stuff over here. We just gonna keep it real with y'all. Period.
Yeah, transparency is key.
Period. All right. So
what's one lesson you've learned personally from hosting this podcast? Ooh.
Now that's a loaded one right there. I've learned on this journey being on this podcast that this is a place where it's safe and I can share myself with the world in another realm on another platform that I also share with you. So I've learned that, you know, your experiences are someone else's experiences. If that makes sense. You think that you're the only one going through some things sometimes, but there's people that's been there, done that, and recovered, or either they're still healing from it. So I've learned that, you know, my experiences in life, there's somebody else that went through it too, like, and probably went through it worse than me, honestly. You know, I can go on and on about what I learned.
Yeah, your experiences can also be somebody's blueprint, because you being transparent enough to talk about your experiences could help someone avoid going through that same thing. So, like I said, transparency, vulnerability is key. The one lesson that I've learned personally from hosting this podcast, when we talked about this earlier, SpongeBob ain't always good, baby. Okay. Like, it's just not. It's not good. Like, I mean, in the moment, I feel validated. However, certain bridges that you burn, you gotta be real careful about the bridges that you burn, because not all the time they're salvageable, right? Sometimes when there's something that's caught on fire, you can extinguish it, and it might not be 100% how it was originally, and it still can be functional. And then sometimes you can burn it, and you can burn it to the ground, and then you have nothing left to salvage. So you just have to be mindful of what you are doing and what you're putting out in the world, and not letting your emotions drive you and your decisions, because they're not always the best thing for you. And it'll have you ending up either on the first 48 or have you in a situation that you really could have avoided to be in.
But you know what, y'all? Like, we joke all the time about the SpongeBob. And see, the SpongeBob for her is she'd be like, you know, she'll dip on you, like, with no notice, no nothing. But I mean what I say every time I get on these episodes, and I want this to be recorded, because I need her to know that if she ever tries that SpongeBobbing crap with me,
So let me break the SpongeBob thing down. So for me, I'm a very emotional person, right? So I have to take a minute to debrief and calm the beast, right? So I need that moment to myself to kind of recalibrate, to kind of figure out, okay, is this a me thing? Is this a she thing or he thing? What is the lesson in this? Am I being the tool being used? Or, you know, what is really going on? And I don't like to say things I don't mean. So I'd rather SpongeBob you, decalibrate, get my bearings together. And then when my head is cooler, then I'll come back and we can have a mature conversation. But, you know, that don't always pan out, because people, even though I'll tell people ahead of time, listen, I'm a SpongeBob you, but I will be back in 24 hours. Give me 24 hours. People will still be, nope. So, like I said, what's for me won't miss me. That's all I'm gonna say. If you come back, it's mine. If not, then never was to begin with.
everybody don't take that SpongeBob and like you do. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful with that when you SpongeBob people. You know, they be like, nah, I'm gone. I'm out. But I told her, I'm going to give you your 24 hours, okay? But after them 24, if you ain't said.
But listen, that's how relationships are. I feel like when you enter a relationship with somebody, you're going to first get the toxic version of them, right? You teach people how to treat you. So if I'm telling you I'm a SpongeBob you, like, okay, let's use you and I for an example. If I tell you I'm a SpongeBob you, and you be like, all right, I'm gonna take this SpongeBob, I'm gonna give you your 24 hours, but I'm gonna let you know if you want us to continue to be sisters, we're gonna have to figure out a better way to do this. And then as time goes on, people change, people evolve, people will grow, and they'll learn how to be emotionally intelligent and communicate or whatever. But if you just straight out the gate is like, get somebody else to do it, we'll never have relationships. We'll never be able to get to a place of consistency or stability because everybody's so quick to chuck the deuces. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. Who's meant to stay will stay. Who's not, I'm happy with it.
Oh man, I'm done. I can't with her, y'all. I can't. But we still hanging in it though. We still hanging. We facing what, about a year soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
I don't even know
what
month.
I don't know.
April?
That's what I said. I think it's real soon, probably April.
Or March. It could be this month. Don't give me the line.
Don't give me the line.
Next question.
So, what's a personal growth tip you recommend to the listeners as we close this season?
Do self inventory. Understand that life is temporary and the people that you are given are also temporary. So be intentional about the time that you are given and the people that you are in charge to steward over. Do not take the moments that you are given with people and the moments you're given with yourself for granted, because God gives and he can also take away. So that would definitely be my tip, because we spend too much time putting off on tomorrow what we can do today. And that includes stuff for ourselves as well as other people. We think we'll have, I'll see them in 6 months. You might not even have that. You might have 6 days. So if you can do it in the words of author Nikki Nicole, if you can do it right now, do it right now.
Right now. She always messing with me by my accent, y'all. But my thing is with personal growth, I've learned a lot about showing up for me. I've learned a lot about setting boundaries. And these are things that I never thought I had to do, honestly, because you know, you go through life and you're used to doing things, you know, the way you're doing them every single day, all your life. And then one day you're like, I can say no. That's like a foreign word. Like, are you speaking French? I can tell them no. So I had to learn that it's okay for me to tell somebody no. It's okay for me to prioritize me. It's okay for me to say, no, you can't come to my house before 9 o'clock in the morning. You can't come to my house after 9 p.m. at night. You can't call me after that time. And it's okay for me to say, this weekend is mine and I'm not talking to nobody this weekend. I'm still in a learning process with that. But at the end of the day, I learned too that you can't expect you out of people. Just because you won't do it don't mean that they won't do it. So you got to understand that you got to start learn. Well, you got to teach people how to treat you, for one. And you also got to take the time to learn who people are too, because everybody's different. So, and not only that, I've kind of like jumped into myself a little bit more in the year 2024 of like really believing in myself, because I haven't always been at that point where I believed that I could do something. But when you start knowing who you are and what your potentials are in your life, and you start utilizing those 24 hours of the day to invest in yourself, then you can go anywhere you want to go in this world just by believing that you can do it, for one, then taking the time to do it. Because just like sis say, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. It's not. The next hour is not guaranteed. The next few minutes is not guaranteed. We plan for things all the time, not knowing if we're going to be here. Yeah. You can pay for a trip to go to Dubai next year and you might not be here.
Yeah.
So we got to start, you know, using our time wisely, because even though you work a job, just be real. People work jobs. They come home, they got the family life, the children, you got to cook, you got to clean. You know, this is the typical life. But can you really not say that you have an hour or two for yourself somewhere in that 24-hour period? You can't take 2 to 3 hours to say, I'm going to do something for me? You said no, sis. You don't got 2-3 hours.
I mean, depending on the job, like, you know what I'm saying? And if you are bombarded with kids and a spouse, you know, family dynamics in regards to like work schedules and different things like that. I mean, you can designate time, but you're not really thinking about that. You know what I mean? I mean, right. You have 24 hours in a day. If you are supposed to tie, you're supposed to tie 10% of that time. So that's 2 hours and what, 40 minutes with mm-hmm. God. You're supposed to give your same self another 10%, which is two mm-hmm. hours and four minutes or 40 minutes or whatever. We can't do that. We can barely do that. Like, because we're so busy giving out ourselves to other people. We'll mm-hmm. work a job, 8, 10, 12 hours, come home, sleep another 4, 6. The stuff that we're supposed to do, which mm-hmm. is sleep and different things like that, we'll spend less time doing that and more time doing stuff for other people. Mm-hmm. You'll spend 12 hours for a job and then you'll only sleep for 4 hours. Or mm-hmm. you'll work multiple jobs and you have two jobs. And so within a 24-hour period, you're working two jobs, you might get maybe 5 hours of sleep. So it's like, where do you put yourself in that equation? That's why I said you have to be intentional and really do the self inventory. Like, where am I going mm-hmm. in this day? How much of me is being spent doing this? How much of me is being spent doing that? And how much of me is being spent doing me? And 9 times out of 10, a lot of the time is not spent doing us.
But the question comes back to is, how bad do you want it? If you spend that time investing in someone else's vision and someone else's dream, why don't you see your dream and your vision the same way? It's just as important. Somebody had to believe in them in order for them to be where they are, for you to be an employee of that establishment. So with that being said, you got to believe in yourself. That comes back to believing in yourself, that you can be in their shoes too. You got to put in the work. Faith without works is dead. So sometimes you have to sacrifice. It's called sacrificing. You got to sacrifice something. If it ain't up to 30 minutes, 30 minutes can mean a lot to your life.
Yeah.
You know, you got to invest in yourself. So at the end of the day, I know when I had my two kids, man, I was sometimes working 2-3 jobs. Then come home. You got to help them with the homework. You got to cook. You got to clean. By the time you do everything that you're supposed to do in life, it's time to go to bed and start all over again. So I get it. But see, if I had that mindset now, ain't no telling where I'd have been now, sis.
Yeah.
Because they was already, my children were already the fuel for my success. So just imagine if I'd have added that extra little step in there of the mindset.
Yeah.
I'd be rich right now. But we gotta really think that way in order for us to get to that level, though. You know, and everybody, you know, we just trying to get through this life, man. We just trying to get through life. That's all we can do.
Can you share a moment when you both had to coach yourselves through a tough situation?
Life. We had to coach each other. We talk too much, y'all.
Sherman, when you had to coach yourself through a tough situation.
Yeah, so let me see. It's been times, y'all, when I didn't want to get up. Or sometimes I didn't feel like getting up. Like, I just didn't want to. I was that drained. I was that, you know, like, you know, I'm not in the mood for this today. But that's when it came to the point where I had to get up and say, you know what, regardless of how you feel today, you got to get up. Because if you don't get up, how are you going to get to the places you want to be in your life? And I say this a lot, everything starts with you from the very beginning. Because you're the person that you see in that mirror every morning. You're the person that you see, period, in the morning, besides if you have a spouse. But you see you first. So if you can't get yourself together and get up out of the bed and do what you need to do, than what we're doing. So I've had to coach myself a lot when it comes down to just having the energy, having the same mindset, because podcasting, I don't care what nobody say, podcasting can be really hard if you're intentional, like Sis says. If you're not the podcaster that just pushes the play button, if you're the podcaster that plans every episode to the T, if you're the podcaster that puts your all blood, sweat, and tears into it and not pressing play, that can really affect you mentally sometimes. It can drain you sometimes. And then especially when you put all of this in and then the guests don't show. That's another hit. Because you're like, well, what did I do? What could I have done differently? Now you're thinking about, you know, everything that you did do, what you didn't do to try to, you know, build your brand. So that can be a direct hit and discourage you from doing whatever you were trying to do. So I've had to coach myself sometimes, like, man, listen, hang in there, Nikki, because, you know, it ain't all what it needs to be, you know, and sometimes you don't have all the support around you either while you're going through that journey too, as far as podcasting, because people that are directly not podcasting around you, your family, your friends, they don't understand.
Yeah.
They're not going to understand that if you're 2-3 episodes behind of editing, that's a big thing. They're not going to understand that if you're the type of podcaster to give clips, you got to have those clips. And with me, I'm putting an extra spin on the clips. I'm just not sending the clip naked. I'm putting a spin on that clip.
Put some clothes on that thing.
Got to put some clothes on that thing, some shoes. So when you that podcaster that thinks about everything analytically and you look at it from a whole and you're like, okay, this doesn't look right. So that might take some days for you to do that. But if you're a podcaster that play, you know, just press play, you know, that's fine. But I'm not that podcaster. So when I have those days where I feel like I'm not putting my all in or it's something I can do better, then I have to tell myself, and that's why I do a lot of motivational videos. Honestly, I'm pumping myself for real. I'm hyping myself up to say, you know, you can do this. I'm telling y'all you can do it, but I'm telling myself that is my way of motivating myself, my way of coaching myself while coaching others at the same time. So that's my take.
For me, I had to coach myself and really tap into my worth. The last job that I was telling you guys about really messed with me mentally, because I realized that I was doing things in a settling fashion. For the sake of having a job, or for the sake of having a spouse, or for the sake of whatever it is, right? So that job was an eye-opener for me, because it was so bad to the point where they didn't even have chairs for you to sit down. And the boss would tell the employees, oh, you can sit on the floor, because I was working at a daycare, you can sit on the floor with the kids. And I'm like, okay, so if I sit on this floor, who gonna pick me up? Because I'm a whole 38 and, you know, I'm not 8. So getting up from sitting down takes a little longer now than it did 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And it was just like the way that they treat their employees. I was like, this ain't right. And every day that I would go, it would just nag at me, nag and tug at my spirit more and more, to the point where I'm like, okay, you're at this job where you're underpaid and not valued. It's taking too much time from your day, to the point where, like we said earlier, when it's time for you to pour into you, you're depleted. You don't really show up for your children. You know, on the weekends, you don't look forward to the weekends, not because you're not working, but because you have to do everything in this one day now. You're overwhelmed. So you have to understand that you're better than this. You know that you're worth more than this. You're smarter than this. You could actually run this daycare. You have the ability to run this daycare. You might not have the degree to run the daycare, but you have the knowledge and expertise to run the daycare. So I had to just tell myself and affirm who I am and whose I am, and trust that what's for me, and I'm going to keep saying that, that's my motto for 2025, what's for me won't miss me. And I'm going to take this leap of faith to remove myself from a situation that is depleting me and devaluing me because I believe that I am worth more than that. And I'm not going to settle until I get something that is paying me what I'm worth, treating me how I should be treated, and allowing me to show up for myself, my children, and them in a healthy capacity.
Yo, when I tell y'all, I heard the sadness in her voice every single day. Like, I can tell that she just was not happy. Like, you know, it brought me back to the days when I was younger, when my kids was younger, where I would go to jobs, y'all, and be sad every single day. Like, just was not happy. But because I felt like, okay, I'm their only parent, I have to go there. It was a have to. I got to go here because I got to take care of my kids. So I got to be unhappy. And you sometimes you got, and I was teaching my kids this, that when you need money and you have to pay your bills, sometimes you have to suck it up and just be unhappy. Just go there, do your job, and go home. But then when they became adults, they taught me something valuable. That's not the way it goes, Mom. If you're not happy, you go home, you leave that job. But I'm like, you got to have a backup plan because my mom always said, you leave a job, you always got to have another job in your pocket. Always have something lined up. But at the end of the day, like you said, it goes back to self-worth. You got to know what you're worth. And for a while, I fought with that too, though. I fought with not knowing what I was worth. And I would let these people pay me anything because I felt like I just needed that job for survival. I had to take care of these kids. So I couldn't just be like, well, you paying me $10 and I'm worth $20. They're going to look at me like, well, you ain't got to work here. And that's how I felt. But at the end of the day, when I started showing up for myself in that capacity and been like, you know what? Nah, you want to pay me $15. Let's negotiate this because this is what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
I'm dedicated. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. I can help you change your systems to do this. I can bring people on the team to make this team better. Like when I started naming things, that's when you know your self-worth, yeah. You can start telling people off gate what you bring to the table. I am the table. And I brought some chairs too.
Okay.
So when you start thinking like that, ain't nothing you can get in your life. But you have to know what you're worth. But when I tell y'all every day, she was sad. And I was getting to a point where I'm like, girl, just leave. I wanted to say it. So just please just leave.
But yeah, it was that scarcity mindset to the point where you feel like, okay, you know, I have these children. I have to provide, you know, I got bills. And it got to the point where who are you trusting in more, the paycheck or me, you know, like God, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I can bring you to one, I can definitely bring you to another. You just have to tap into who you are. So like you say, you can show up and have these conversations. Look, mm-hmm. I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. There's no way in the world I'm gonna take a job. And the crazy part is during the interview, I left because of the pay. And I was mm-hmm. like, nah. But because it offered weekends off, I'm like, okay, I'll settle and do this because this looks good. The carrot was dangled. This looks good, but that's just 20%. The other 80 was stressful. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that, you know, you have to think about. And we're not telling nobody to go quit your job or anything like that.
Right.
We're saying it, know your worth. And if you are in a situation where you feel that you are underpaid and not appreciated, get a plan. Go do what you need to do so that you can remove yourself mm-hmm. and you will be okay.
Right, right. But you know what? That goes back to your upbringing too, to a degree. Because I don't know about your time period, my time period. My mom didn't exactly know about saving for rainy days and, you know, those type of things because she was taught to spend it. Mm. Make your money, pay your bills, spend what's, you know, have a good time with what's left. That's the fruits of your labor. But at the end of the day, you have to teach your children, and this is for the young people out there too, save money for a rainy day, because the rainy day is going to come. Yeah. It might not come tomorrow. It might not come next week. It's not gonna, might not come next month. It might not come for years. But when it does come, you can take the money that you have saved and do what you need to do with ease. You don't have to go out and ask nobody for a thing. You don't have to go to the banks and ask them for nothing. You got it set aside just for that moment of a rainy day. Rainy day.
See, I was different. My mother was a leprechaun. She's saving everything. Okay. me, I'm the opposite. I'm your mama. You can't take it with you. So I'm going to spend it now. It's my money and I need it now. Ain't that the commercial? Oh, okay. That's me. Baby, but at the end of the day, you know, that was me again. These are the lessons that I'm learning. Mm-hmm. As you get older, and you know, you have kids, and you have a car, and you have an apartment, and a spouse, mm-hmm. and all, you know, just all the things you trying to do a life journey with your hair, whatever it is, everything requires money, everything. So even if you're paying your bills and everything is going good now, how long?
How long
will it remain? You know what I'm saying? You're working at this job, but how long? It's going to happen. Transitions mm-hmm. will happen. So you have to have something saved because of the what ifs. And if you don't need it and God decides to bring you home before you spend it, then you have just now created generational wealth for your children.
But you know, so it's all about
you
faith.
It's all about mindset too. So you have to tap into that and understand that if it ain't for you, it's for the people behind you.
I'm just glad.
So it's still necessary.
I'm just glad you left that job, because I was like, because I want to say, do you believe in God? Because child. If you don't get up out of there and trust that God gonna open that door that's right there, child. It's not locked. Get out of there.
It was straining, stressful.
Goodness gracious, Lord have mercy. How do you support each other as coaches and as friends, child? That's on you this time. That's on you, man.
Listen, I don't know. We just gonna go for it. I'll answer. How do you support each other as coaches and as friends? Well, in the coaching space, it's a fine line between coaching, podcasting, and friend, right? And we haven't learned the lines yet, because we kind of like blend all of it. But we show up for coaches. We show up for each other as coaches by motivating each other. You know, you have lion's mentality. Okay. That's author Nikki Nicole. You know, we're going to get you pumped up. We're going to get you fueled up. You're going to have that lion's mentality, like animal. Okay. We're going to get you here. Me, I'm graceful empowerment. Like I just believe in, you know, just getting you right to the point where you understand where the empowerment comes from. It comes from God. It comes from, you know, just him being the ultimate source and you just allowing him to give you the resources that you need to continue to walk this life how he's designed you to, right? As friends, we motivate each other. We have conversations. Nikki will be around the kids and they'll be like, oh, I know who you on the phone with, because you don't talk to nobody else. Like, okay. Little man will be like, oh, okay, well, that's Auntie Nikki with, you know, like, so we show up in that space because we are giving each other something that we've never had. And that's companionship outside of romantic partnership, right? So we show up in those spaces because we understand that not only children need villages, but adults need villages too. And our village looks like one in one. We tried to add multiple people to the village, but the villages got burnt down. So we're going to stick with the one in one, because that seems to work. And whenever we add a one and two or one and four, it always mess up. So we just gonna stick to the one and one and continue to do what we do. And that's, you know, motivate and support emotionally and mentally and continue to evolve so we can continue to evolve and just glean from one another.
Let me tell y'all something. She has been motivating me from day one. Before we crossed the paths of friends, before we crossed the paths of sisters, baby, your production is top tier,
baby. Okay.
They gonna be coming from the ceiling.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Breaking the silence, baby.
She been pumping me since day one. She pumped me so bad to the point now I'm starting to believe I'm gonna have something coming from the, seriously, yo. I mean, you need somebody like that in your life, though. That's gonna be like your biggest cheerleader, that's gonna cheer you on. Because times that she think that I got it, I don't got it. But because she said I got it, I got it. If I'm at least I'ma try to make it happen. But I mean, being coaches, this is just extra ingredient added on to what we already have. It makes the recipe make sense. Having the coaching, having the podcasting in there, and then on top of that, being friends and sisters at the same time, it meshes very well. So when one is down, we're good listeners. That's one thing about us. We listen to each other's problems all day long, and we'll sit there and be like, we might get mad about some things that we dealing with, but you know, at the other people in the situations, but we'll be like, now, she got mad at me one time, though, y'all. I ain't gonna talk about that. But she did. That thing was funny to me. What? She won't listen to me?
Because she don't get no rest, y'all. This is the thing that we be talking about. She don't get no rest, and that be making me mad. Because me, I'm Garfield, baby. I'm gonna take a nap. I'm gonna get some sleep. She the opposite. Will not. I get sleep for the both of us. No, that's not how it works. You need to get sleep for yourself, and I need to get sleep for me. But she don't get no sleep.
It look mad. Oh, she was mad at night, y'all. I'm like, listen. I go to sleep sometimes. It sometimes now I'm probably down to maybe two nights a week that I don't get no rest. That's
progress.
Good.
Yes.
Because I used to do
every night.
Every night, like no rest. So I'm
busting Red Bulls. Okay.
But I think everything, you know, when we talk every day, we learn something new about each other every single day. That, like, you like that too. But like, whoa, wait a minute. That's why all this makes sense. Like, so at the end of the day, the coaching, the podcasting, us being friends and sisters just comes together and it makes everything make sense to me. So I'm glad. I'm grateful. I have never met nobody like Shira Renee. And I probably won't ever meet nobody like Shira Renee.
Of course not. I'm one in one. Designer original. Jersey.
With her visuals and her pumping you. And when I tell you, if you want a coach to really pump you, Coach Shira Renee is the one, because she's going to get you right. She's going to get that mind right, because you're going to think you can't do it. But by the time she finished with you, you're going to know you can do it.
Trying to tell you. I don't even know who. Okay, I guess I'll ask you. What's one piece of advice you hope every listener takes away from this season?
One piece of advice. That there are still good people out there. A lot of times, people make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. People make mistakes. People have regrets. But there are genuine people out there that really want to see people win, really support people and want to, you know, when they do things, and they're really genuinely happy about them people winning. You know, jealousy is real. Jealousy is real. People lose their lives over jealousy. And I really, to this day, don't understand why. If Sarah is doing good in her career and you're not doing anything in your life, whose fault is that? That's not Sarah's fault. That Sarah is not stopping you from getting to the next level. You are stopping yourself from getting to the next level. So you erasing Sarah from the scenario doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make it after Sarah's gone. Because everybody get the same 24 hours. Everybody gets the same opportunities to be the best version of themselves. but it's up to you whether or not you put in the work. But there's really still genuine people in the world that don't mean you no harm, that really wants to help you, really gets giggly about seeing you do something well in your life. I be strolling my timeline and I be seeing all these people just doing great things. And I'm like, whoa, especially with somebody that came across my platform. I'm mind blown. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. If they could see me behind the scenes, I'd really be excited for them because I knew where they came from and where they are now. And that to me is growth. And that means that they didn't stop working. They're still going and they're going and they're going. So if we learn to support one another better and we learn to, you know, win together, because people need people. And I say this all the time. People need people. Celebrities needed people. And if nobody was listening to Beyonce songs, how would she be there? If nobody was listening to looking at these movies they have, like Tyler Perry, if nobody wasn't looking at his plays or his movies, how would he be where he's at? So did he need somebody to get, he needed people to get where he's at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period. That's my take on it. I could give a whole lot. I could give a soapbox about the advice, but I'm going to leave that alone.
I want to say, really understand that you will never see this day again. So every day that you wake up is an opportunity to create amazing memories and to show up the way God designed you to. So I really want people to really understand how important it is to be intentional with the time and the space that you are given and the people that you are required to steward over, your children, your friends, your spouses. Don't play with people's hearts. Don't play with people's time. Don't play with people's emotions. We can't get this day back. So do not waste the time that I'm given playing in my face. Do not waste the time people are giving, playing in people's faces. If you don't have good intentions, stay by yourself. And just let people that do have good intentions connect with other people that have good intentions and watch the seeds that they plant and the flowers that grow in this world. But when you attach somebody who does not have good intentions into an area that's meant to have growth, that's where you get weeds. So it's just time to really show up the way that God has designed us to show up and to be the change that we want to see, because it starts with us.
She said, that's when you get weeds. You see how she be twisting stuff, y'all? Whew. I ain't gonna say nothing else. So it's my turn. Yeah. If you could give your younger selves one piece of advice, what would it be?
Be selfish. Be selfish. Your younger years are meant for you to find yourself 1,000%. Take all the time that you are given while you have somebody paying for you. Take all of that time to learn yourself, to love yourself, to really know yourself. Because when you do those things, then you won't rely on anybody else to do it for you. And when something is put in somebody else's hands, they won't take care of it the way you'll take care of it. So if your worth and your love and all the things is put into somebody else's hands, you can't get mad when you are underappreciated, not loved correctly, played with in your face, because you've given the power to somebody else. So take your power back and be selfish. So when you do have the opportunity and love does come, and friends do come and all the things, you know that these people are supposed to be there because you're in the right space. You are not attached to trauma because you're still dwelling in trauma. You know what you like, so nobody can't tell you or try to shift your brain to make you think other ways. You don't navigate in life with limited beliefs because you know who you are and whose you are. So be selfish, because when you do get older and you start to become a wife, a mother, a husband, or whatever, those things are going to require a lot from you. So you need to have something to bring to the table. And when you're selfish with yourself, you allow yourself to gain all of that knowledge, that experience, that expertise to have something to add to what you're trying to put together later.
See, she took mine, y'all. But I got some more. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear stop you from really being the person that you were designed to be. Because, you know, whether we know it or not, God put all of us on this earth for a purpose and for a reason. And it's up to us to find that reason or find that purpose. And sometimes it takes us longer to get there. But what held me back was fear. My main thing was, what are they going to say about me? What are they going to think about me? Are they going to like what I'm doing? Are they going? I spent my majority of my life coming out of one shell after another shell after another shell after another shell. I was shedding all these years. I'm 45 years old. And I have shed so many times over my life, because now fear probably was the last thing that I shed. You know, you shed fear, you shed confidence, you know, you start showing up for yourself. It's a lot of things that you shed as you go through life. But I wish that fear would have been the first layer to come off. Because had I had let that be the first layer, then I wouldn't have been afraid to do a lot of things that I know I can do well. And then when people say, well, you can do this well, you can do this, and oh, you this. And I'd be looking at them like, no, I can't. Because at one point, I didn't believe that I could. And then getting up there, for the first time, I went on the stage, y'all, and sung at my event. When I tell y'all, when I finished, now I only sung the chorus. I didn't give them the verse, and I was scared. I was scared. And the only reason why I ended up there, because I had said I wasn't going to do it. I messed around and told, I had practiced it in a sound check. So they heard the whole song. And I said, well, I'm not going to do it. I messed around and told them artists that I wasn't going to do it. They checked me so fast, y'all. This is when, you know, when you pour into people, people will pour into you. They said, what do you think we feel when we go on the stage? We're scared. We're nervous. We're worried about people, you know, how they're going to perceive us on the stage. So what makes you different? You're going to do it. They told me I was going to do it. So I'm like, well, dog, I've been pointing to them. So I guess I'm going to have to listen. I ain't got no choice. I'm going to listen. So I get up there, y'all, shaking like a tail feather. Like I was nervous. But this is something I used to do in church. I used to sing. I used to lead songs in the choir. But I was scared then, too. But I think then it was like a, you got to do it. My mom said I had to usher. I had to sing on the choir. I had to participate anything in that church, anything and everything in that church. So it was more or less, I had to do it. But after going up there, honestly, it opened up a whole nother door for me that I didn't even know was there the whole time, that all I had to do was just turn it off. But I actually love singing. But fear stop me from taking it to the next level, a lot of things in my life, to the next level. So my advice to myself is just don't be scared. And don't be concerned about what people are going to say about you at the end of the day, because the only person that can judge you at the end of the day is God. He made you. He knew your potential before you even knew your potential. But it was up to you to really say, I'm going to be the person that he designed me to be. I'm going to be creating his image the way he wants me to be. So don't be afraid. That's it.
I like that you said that, because as you were saying that, I was thinking about this movie. I'm a Disney girl. So Tangled. I don't know if you've ever seen Tangled, but Tangled is about Rapunzel. And the person who took her from her parents kept her in this, let's say, tower, right? And she stayed there for a lot of years. And the person who took her told her, outside is bad. You can't go outside, right? So she had this fear developed in her for years. And one day she just decided, you know what? I'm about to go outside. I'm about to have a hot girl summer. I'm about to go outside and see what it's like. And when she went outside, she was so amazed at the things that she was able to see. The lights and the world and even the people. They was a little crazy, but just her experience and all the things that she was able to tangibly get her hands on and experiences that she was able to have because she didn't allow the fear to keep her in the tower. So I like that you said that, because that is exactly what happens when we mentally shift our minds to get out of fear, because fear is false evidence appearing real. So wherever you are in a situation where you have fear, like, okay, leaving a job, I fear that I'm not going to, you know, be able to pay my bills. That's false evidence appearing real. It appears that you're not going to be able to pay your bills, but faith says God got you. So whenever you get into a place, wherever space in life that you have a fear, you have to sit there and say, okay, this is false evidence appearing real. What is the opposite of this fear? What's on the other side of that? And that's when faith comes in. So I love that you said that, because that is so important. You will stop a lot of things in your life because you are fearful of the outcome of what can go wrong. But what if it go right? So I just want y'all to just to think of it that way. Let's stop looking at the glass half empty and start looking at it half full. Stop looking at the things of what could go wrong and say, well, maybe it could go right. We do that in relationships too. Currently, where I am emotionally, I'm thinking of all the things that could go wrong. But what if this time it really goes right? Mm-hmm. What if this job is really the job that goes right? What if this relationship is really the relationship that goes right? What if this partnership really goes right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to focus on that and not the opposite of that.
Did y'all hear that acronym she dropped and just like went over like it wasn't a real deal? She just did acronym with fear.
That's what it is. False evidence appearing real.
But you dropped it like that wasn't nothing. That was major. I'll leave alone, y'all. We'll leave alone. Last question. What can listeners, I don't even know who turned it. What can listeners expect in the next season of the podcast?
Pew, pew, pew. We are in. So at this point, it's just a free for all. Whoever go. What you can expect next season: growth, confidence, life experiences, some good news. Let's talk about, because it's gonna go right. Everything is gonna go right. Everything that we put our hands on is gonna go right. 2025 was for us, won't miss us, and we're gonna bring y'all with us. So you can expect a lot more transparency, a lot more vulnerability, a lot more heartfelt content, and just us growing and evolving as we're trying to help you and guide you to grow and to evolve, because we're not perfect. We're still learning, but we can tell you what we've gone through and what we've come through, you know? So as we go up the step and you're behind, we can show you, okay, well, this step you gotta cross over. This one you might have to jump. This one, you know, this got a little slant to it, so be careful. Like, so we're taking you guys on our journey and helping you navigate yours.
I read something, I'm big on lions, y'all. Big on lions. I love the lion. So I read something, I be sharing this thing every day now, with something with a lion and a saying. So it says, leaders don't force people to follow. They invite them on a journey. Now let that sink. So we're inviting you on this journey. of transformation, this journey of lessons learned, this journey of growth, this journey of life in general, because everybody at some point is lifing. They're going to go through something in their lives. And me being 45, man, you would think that I wouldn't have went through half the stuff I went through in my life. But I've been through a lot, y'all. Like, in this short time period, well, long period, because some people don't even make it to 45.
Yeah.
Some people don't make it to 38.
Yeah.
So we have to be grateful for the time that we have on this earth. And like sis says all the time, and I'm starting to use this a lot because this is something she owns for real. You have to be intentional with everything that you do in your life. Do it with purpose. Do it with grace. Do it the right way the first time. Don't hurt people's feelings and then come back and apologize. And then hurt their feelings again and come back again and apologize. This is why apologies don't mean anything to me, because they're words. Actions speak louder to me than words. And people often say, you know what? Why do you think you're supposed to talk to people? Now, I do have people that I don't talk to every single day. But there are like, sure, I talk to her every single day. There are certain people in my life that I don't talk to every day. And if I don't, I'm like, what's happening? You okay? You all right? You know, I'm worried. But I've been just a big stickler on showing up for people in the way that I want them to show up for me. Just like I had to teach them how to treat me, they have to do the same. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to learn to crack through that, because maybe I lost somebody because I expected something out of them they couldn't provide. Maybe. And sometimes that comes with growth, when you start realizing that, okay, certain things could have been changed if this would have happened, or certain things could have went another way if this would have happened. Maybe it was me. When you start having accountability in the things that of your actions and the things that you do, your life gonna shift in a major way, because now you just taught yourself how to treat people at the same token of teaching them how to treat you. That's gonna fly with somebody here. But you have to start taking accountability in your life for the things that you do. And then you have to start coaching yourself, molding yourself, changing yourself, shifting yourself to the point where you can deal with the world. Because everybody in this world is different. Everybody's different. Everybody got their ways. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody got their ways, good or bad or ugly. And you have to know who you are first in order for you to be able to deal with you first. You got to deal with you before you let somebody else deal with you. And that's just real. But I had a problem over the years of people showing up. And that's a me thing. That is a Nikki thing, for real. That's a Nikki thing. And I got to realize that everybody's not going to see that as a thing, especially if they come from an environment where people didn't show up for them like that, or people did, or they didn't have to talk to people every day as long as. But you know what? You know what I think about that? What if you didn't talk to the person that you love today, and tomorrow comes and you see RIP on the timeline? How would that affect you? How would you feel? Knowing that you could have talked to that person that day before, but you didn't, because you felt like, you know, I don't got to talk to them every day. But you don't got to talk on the phone. You can send a text. You can send an email. I mean, you don't have to have a physical conversation to be in touch with people. And I think that's where people misconstrue things. But that's how I feel about it. I don't want a day to go by, because I felt that way before. I had a very dear friend of mine that I used to work for. He was my boss. And we went years without talking to each other. And I mean, years and years. And we used to be in the habit of talking every single day. Honey, when somebody reached out to me and told me that that man had passed away, I like to lose my mind. Because I don't know if we was on good terms the last time we talked or not. I couldn't remember. But I like to lost my mind. He got in a car accident, a bad car accident. He was living a healthy, well, he wasn't living a healthy life, because I told him, he used to tell me, you need to go to the doctor. You around here, you playing with your life. Go to, yeah, I did. go to the doctor. He was playing with life for real, though. But he didn't die of health issues. He got a car accident. So at the end of the day, this is what I've lost so many key people in my life that I probably will be friends with to this day through death. I had a friend, Miss Edith. I never forget her as long as I live. She called me one day and I missed the call. I was like, I'll call her back. That was my response. I'll call her back. I didn't get to call her back, y'all, because you know why? She got in a car accident, ran off the road that day. And she told me in the voicemail she had something to tell me. Died. Somebody struck her. A drunk driver.
Wow.
Hit and run. Pushed her into a tree and she died instantly. Wow. Just like you and I, me and her meshed well from day one. We was in a med training class. She's working for the Board of Disabilities. And from day one, she was like, me and her, we clicked. We was just, she was a little older than me, but we was like best friends. Like that was my friend. And when the news came around that she had passed away, because I was like, she not answering my phone calls. And I'm like, well, she always answer my phone calls. Honey, I went into work that night. I worked third shift. And people, you know, people be looking at you like they saw a ghost or something. You know, I walk in the door, they looking at me like, how are we going to tell her this? They knew that was my friend. Like, that was, you saw her, you saw me. She loved my wife. You know, we was just cool. So I'm walking in, what y'all looking like that for? You know, I'm always saying something stupid. So what y'all looking at me for? I look good like that today. You know, I'm just in my scrubs. You know, I'm just, and they was like, they just still just looking at me. I ain't even make them smile. They were just looking at me like, they said, Miss Edith passed away. Honey, I almost dropped to the floor. I said, who? I had to go home. I didn't go back to work until after I went to her funeral.
Wow.
So this is why I'm so big on showing up for people, because the people that they're not here anymore. I didn't answer her phone call. She has something to tell me. I can't call her now. So you start being intentional with your time, with people in general. If you don't like them, move on. If you don't want to be in their presence, move on. If you don't want to deal with them, move on. Don't waste nobody's time pretending that you care, pretending that you love them. Just be intentional with your time and people, man, and show people that you care. That's all I got, man. I'm about to get on an emotional roller coaster with that one. Whew.
Yeah, that's rough. I can relate to that because I talk about my uncle a lot. And I'll never forget my birthday, 2023. My birthday is April 29th. And it was on a Sunday. And he called me. And he always called me on my birthday, say happy birthday. And I was joking with him because I'm like, he was on Facebook. So I said, Unc, how are you on Facebook? You can't even text. Like, what we doing? Like, who gonna run the page? Because it ain't gonna be you, because you can't text. Like, what are we doing? And me and him laughed and kiki'd, you know, and it was a great conversation. And we got off. He always say, I love you, I love you. And nothing, you know, nothing of it. And literally that Wednesday, my mom calls me and tells me he's gone. Like, what you mean? I just talked to him. I mean, a friend of ours, me and Thomas, out Memorial Day weekend, he was telling me he was going to get his hair cut. You know, he's about to do something new. But he going to go to, he wasn't feeling good that day because he had a headache. And that Wednesday after Memorial Day, he was in a coma and he never came out, found a brain tumor, gone. So that's why being intentional for me is important, because I've seen people in caskets that I just talked to It's one thing when a person is sick, you kind of prepare yourself, you know, you kind of like, all right, this person is just starting to slim down. Let's mentally prepare for, you know, next steps. But when you physically just talk to a person and then you find out that they are just gone, that does something to you. That does something to you, you emotionally, you mentally, psychologically. And it's important that we just be intentional, because life is here today, gone today, not tomorrow, today. So you have to, you just have to, you know, just be the change that you want to see and show up in the world. You might be the only version of sunshine somebody gets today. And if you can't be that for somebody else, then allow somebody to be that for you.
That's it. That's it. But you know, it's funny you say that about your uncle. But you know, I think about this a lot too. It's a lot, man. Listen, life. My aunt, my day one, A1. Like, I don't know if you ever heard me talk about my Aunt Weeze. Cursed mm-hmm. like a sailor. Used to mm-hmm. have her snuff and her Budweiser. That's what she sent me to the store to get some peach snuff and a case of Budweiser. And everybody I knew, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, had to meet Aunt Weeze. And she would tell you about yourself right in your face. Like, she didn't wait until you leave and say, "Nigga, I don't think that's the right one." No, she say right then, "That ain't the one." But it wasn't nobody she came in contact with that she didn't like. She fed everybody. That was the first person, I believe, yeah, that was the first person I told I was gay. And like I said,
didn't she say, is that the one that said to you, "Tell me something I don't know"? Like, right. What you want me
to... What you want, a cookie? Like, what you want? Like,
duh, knew that. Duh. Moving on.
Anyway, what you want to watch on TV? Like, it took a lot for me to tell you this. You act like
you about to have a whole heart attack. She like, that's what you had to tell me? Duh, I knew
curse
that.
Me out. Yeah. Curse me out. And went on to the next subject. So when she left this world, my mom, I never forget, my mom called me. She was like, she's not feeling well. You know, like I said, she was always the one on her feet. Every Sunday, I would eat Sunday dinner at her house. And the church, like our church, like my church was like right down the street from her house. So I would walk. Because my mom, she was a trustee, so she had to count money. So I didn't want to stick around. So I walked to my Aunt Weeze house or whatever. So we go down there every single Sunday to eat dinner. And my mom called me. I was in North Carolina at the time, but I had to work. And she said, she's sick. Like, she just came on sick. And you need to get home. I said, you know what? I got to work. Survival mode. I got to work. I'll be home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow came, and my Aunt Weeze was not here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to lost my mind.
Yeah.
And it's one thing when people are calling for you, when they want you there, and then you don't go, and then next time you see them, they're in a casket. I like to lost it at that funeral.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, you know, people gotta time, boy. You gotta make sure
you can't get it back. You can get money, you can get a job, you can get a spouse, you can have more kids, but you cannot get time. You will never see this day again. Like, you will never see this day again. So you just have to be intentional and make beautiful memories, because when you're gone, that's all other people have. These podcasts and all the things that we're putting out, you know, our kids get to see this. Our grandkids get to see this, because the internet is going to be forever.
Forever, ever.
So they get to see this. They get to see us laughing. I wish I did have a podcast or something to see my uncle or my grandmother whenever mm-hmm. I think of them, or, you know, even my daughter being alive and just seeing stuff that I can, you know, when I miss her or whatever. Like, we have to really take advantage of what we have. We're in a beautiful space, a digital space where we can put out great things, and we just have to start doing better.
Yeah. Only if heaven had a phone.
I'll run that line up, child.
What? If I had to call collect, I'll call collect. Here, yeah, it's a lot of
money is not an option, baby.
Not an option when I could talk to my grandfather, my grandmother, my aunt. When I'm going through things.
Come on. I'd be like, come on here, Nana. Tell me about this one. Because you see what I can't see, baby. Because okay. I needs to know.
I needs to know. Do they really like me?
Yes or no? Really? Check the yes, no. Check the yes box or the no box.
Or they really want no man. Yeah, this has been a great journey, y'all. This has been a great journey, and I can't wait for season two. We're gonna get a little bit more personal in season two. You're probably gonna know about some things that we've been dealing with that nobody knows. That's gonna be a different for me.
On burner.
It'll be different for me because I don't do that, y'all. So if y'all get a piece of me like that, then hey, we doing good over here. She's why you see this.
I'm just because it's so many things, like the types of conversations that could happen. That's a whole season in itself. The things people don't know.
Okay.
That might be theme for season two.
They wish they knew.
What was that? MTV. MTV. You think you know, but you have no idea.
No idea.
What was I forgot the name of the show, but child. Well, if that's what you want to know, you want personal, put it in the comments, okay? You want personal, put it in the comments. You want healing, put it in the comments. You want transformation, put it in the comments. Whatever it is that you are seeking for season two, let us know, you know? Because the focus and the aim of this is to really provide you guys with a safe space to come every week and to kind of just take a break and escape from the cares of life, to laugh, to kiki, but also to have something tangible for you to keep with you to maintain until the next time we see each other again, you know? So put it in the comments what you would like for us to rap about.
If you want the tea, put it in the comments. If you want to see some guests up here, put it in the comments. Hey, we trying to twist season two and take it to the next level. So I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode. We have been up here a long time, y'all. So I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode.
It's the season finale. We had to, you know?
Season finale. We made it. That's all I just say. We made it, y'all. And I hope y'all continue to hang in there with us and learn some lessons along the way. And maybe this will allow you to grow on your journey through whatever you're trying to go through. Anything else, sis? You looking like?
Well, until next season, you guys, we're gonna take a sabbatical, probably about a month off. If it was up to me, it'd be a little longer. But we're gonna, you know, Nikki, she got the itch. She can't be off the mic that long. Girl, so we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna come back before the summer and give y'all season two. And until next time, we are still here, healing hearts and inspiring change.
Later, everybody.